Well, good afternoon, Michigan. I am so delighted to be filling in yet again for my dear friend, Paul W. Smith, and we're sending Paul and Kim safe travels as they are out and about. But I am pleased to be here in the Golden Tower with Mike and Danielle in the booth, and my friends Matt Friedman and Megan Spanitz here in studio. Making sure that all the mistakes I make, they throw something heavy at my head. So let's get started. Our first guest today is no other than Nancy Tellem. Nancy Tellem has a resume that you'd think is fake. She's been the president of CBS Entertainment Group. She is on the board of Rocket Companies and MGM Studios. So she is, you know, still playing a role in telling the rest of us what we're watching. She's the co-founder of Boss Blue, right in downtown Detroit, right by the beautiful DIA. But we're going to talk a little sports today. So, Nancy, welcome.
Thank you, Sandy. It's nice to be on with you.
Well, it is great to have you. So let's jump right into it. You are the co-chair of the 2027 Final Four that is going to take place right here in Detroit. And how excited is the city and the state and the sports community to bring this back to Detroit after so, so many years?
You know, I have to say, I just got back from the Final Four in Indianapolis just to get a little bit of a taste of what we should expect. And I can't say how excited I am to be part of this as we look forward to the 2027 Final Four. It's such a wonderful opportunity to kind of show what an extraordinary state and city, especially Detroit, is to all the fans that will be coming in for the Final Four. So it's so nice to be part of the organizing committee.
So we had the NFL draft here just a couple summers ago, which went spectacularly well. We really impressed the NFL brass. We impressed all of the people who came from all over the country to downtown Detroit. What have you been able to learn from the success of the NFL draft in Detroit?
Well, first and foremost, with my co-chair, Chief Bettison, we know we can pull off a large event such as this. We also know that the city and everyone around the city will support it. And that, to me, the energy, the excitement that the draft brought to the city, not to mention all the economic benefits it brought to the city, was something that was incredibly exciting to us, and really we can build off of that for the Final Four coming next year.
And the NFL draft was an incredibly safe event, and I assume one of the reasons why you have Chief Bettison as your co-chair is to send that message that for anyone out there who still thinks that Detroit may not be safe enough, they are completely mistaken.
Well, I got to say, I mean, moving to Detroit, now it's over 10 years ago, there was this feeling, like when people would ask me why I moved to Detroit, there was this idea of Detroit wasn't safe. And I must say, you know, since being here, since experiencing all the amazing events that we have had, including the draft, and when I bring all my friends and business associates here, they are completely blown away of what an amazing city it is, how wonderful it is, how safe it is. So, like I said, I think that, you know, we can count on the city of Detroit Police Department, and I'm sure you're going to get more details as we get closer to the event.
Well, I'll make sure to have Chief Bettison as one of my guests the next time Paul lets me sit in his chair.
Yeah, please do. He and I went to the Final Four together. He was obviously, he takes this position very seriously. He takes the city very seriously, and he's done an amazing job as Chief of Police since being in that role. And I must say, I have full confidence that everyone should feel safe and excited about participating in the event.
Well, there's been a lot of confidence in the police chief. We're all very glad that Mayor Sheffield chose to keep him in the job. And I think that's, you know, completely based on performance. And later on in the program, we're actually going to have Mayor Sheffield. So we're going to talk a little bit about this as well. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Boss Blue. I wish everyone could go see and experience Boss Blue. But my guess is that a lot of our listeners don't know what it is. And tell the story about Boss Blue.
Well, I mean, first of all, I'm very, very proud of our team and our CEO, Ellen Gilchrist, who has taken Boss Blue to a whole different level. When we created Boss Blue, and it's been open, I would say now close to five years, our focus was to give access to funding, mentorship, and networks that still disproportionately excludes women and non-binary founders, especially in the cities like Detroit. And Boss Blue is really actively closing that gap. It's a nonprofit, which we kind of reimagine what access, opportunity, and leadership looks like for women. And we really exist to remove barriers, whether that's with funding, whether with networks, whether it's visibility. And our space is really an extraordinary space that brings together everyone and allows people to connect in a very welcoming and safe way. Our approach is really community building. It's supporting individuals from, you know, very early on, all the way through their business growth and leadership. We address also personal issues that can come up. It gives an opportunity to really exchange ideas within this space. And I couldn't be more proud to see what a vital community we have created.
It is such a critical meeting spot, collaboration spot. I wish more people could go see it, because the space that you have built in a historic house, literally right next door to the DIA, is absolutely spectacular. It is such a beautiful and welcoming space.
Well, I really invite everyone to come. All you have to do is just walk through the door. There's plenty of opportunity. We have, you know, right now, I think today we have over 165 programs. Some are for members, some are for the community. And, you know, we have, you know, as soon as you walk in, there's no, you know, unlike other kind of spaces, there's no requirements or anything like that. So we just come on in and enjoy the space and meet people, and you'll see what an extraordinary opportunity it is for everyone to kind of be a part of a community that is so supportive. And couldn't be so proud and gratified about what we've created there.
Well, Nancy, thank you so much, not just for joining us today, but for what you and Arne have done in the decade that you have been in Detroit. It has really been such a big part of Detroit's transformation. So with that, let's thank Nancy Tellum. And Nancy, we'll see you up at the conference next month.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sandy, for this, and I look forward to seeing you next month.
All right, Nancy, thanks so much. Take care. And
all right.
Coming up next, independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Duggan.